Rubera Mishra. I was Advaita's father. So that by doing that, although he's the father, Mahavishnu is the father of every jiva. He appears to take birth from a jiva, although the jiva is an eternal associate, Nityasiddha. So the father of all becomes the son of another father. That's his lila, his fulfillment lila. He found his fulfillment in Gaura lila, as Krishna was fulfilled his desire to taste the happiness Radharani experiences by loving him and experience her Mahabhav. He was fulfilled Parishishta lila. So the father of all man appears as the son of his own devotee, Kubera Mishra, in a village near Saliet. His father was worshipping Lord Shiva and prayed to him for the boon to have Shiva as his son, so that Kubera Mishra was awarded to have Advaitacharya, who was also Sadashiva, appear as his son. He's a manifestation of not only Mahavishnu, but Sadashiva. Although he is Vishnu Tattva and one with the Lord, he personally engaged in devotional service of Vishnu. So he became the Acharya, the exemplary teacher of devotion. Although he was a householder, married to Mother Sita, and had several children like Achyuta, Nanda, and others, he was detached from the material world to teach people in general, especially grihasthas, the difference between superficial and real detachment. He accepted Paramahamsa Madhavendra Puri as his spiritual guide, and by that, even though he's Sadashiva, Shiva Tattva, and he's Mahavishnu, Vishnu Tattva, God himself, he set the example for all humanity of the intent necessity to take a spiritual guide, and that spiritual guide should be a true Vaishnava, not just a functional fashion guru. Sri Vaidyacharya had two other names, Mangal and Kamalaksha, auspicious and lotus-eyed one, whereas Lord Chaitanya, later when they met, he would finally call him Nada, N-A-D-A-R-U, Nara, 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 short for Narayan. After his parents died, Advaita went to Vrindavan under a banyan tree called Advaita Bhat on the banks of the Yamuna, engaged himself and started worshipping Sri Krishna, passing his time waiting for the appearance of Lord Gauranga. So then, understanding that he was to take part in the Lord's pastimes, he left Vrindavan and settled in Shantipur. The people there built a house for him out of great honor and with great delight. Of course, at that time, he was now married in Shantipur before he was a renunciate, celibate, living in Vrindavan, and he returned as part of his lila, and he married Sita Devi, the daughter of Nrisinga Bhaduri. She is considered a manifestation of Yoga Maya, and she became the consort of Vaitacharya. At that time, 80 years ago, in Navadvip Mandal and practically all of Bengal, there were hardly any Vaishnavas or devotees. Everyone was a Deva worshipper, a Chandi Durga worshipper, absorbed in Karma Kanda and deeply ensconced in sense gratification. They were simply talking useless Gramya Gita and enjoying their bodies and learning only for the sake of developing the pride and prestige of having knowledge. This is a great cause of grief for Advaitacharya. However, he found some solace by associating with Srivas Thakur and a few others in Nadia. And they spent their time studying Bhagavatam, worshipping the Lord, and performing Nam Sankirtan. Advaita Prabhu also had a house in Mayapur near Srivas Thakur's house, and he was teaching his students there. He was an acharya, a teacher. Advaita was extremely soft-hearted and compassionate and felt great sympathetic for the wayward souls trapped in Maya, and he cried out loud, grieving over their miserable lives. His crying and praying and worshipping, actually he arranged for the auspicious appearance of Lord Chaitanya. So he worshipped a Shalagram form of Lord with Ganga and Tulsi and begged him and cried to him in great anguish, deeply roaring, which echoed through the universe, and begging the Lord to appear and save the day. At a very auspicious of Purnima and Phalgun Maina, Lord Gauranga, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahayanya, the combined avatar of love and mercy and beauty, Radha and Krishna combined, Radha and Krishna Yugal. He's identical with Sri Krishna, the absolute personal Godhead. He appeared in Mayapur Dham, Sri Navadvip Dham, as the son of Satchidevi and Jagannath Mishra. At that time, Advaita was in Shantipur. Associating with Thakur Haridas. They spent the whole night dancing and chanting under the full moon in Nam Sankirtan. Advaitacharya kicked out all the obstacles blocking his path and practiced himself and preached vigorously pure bhakti, Shuddha bhakti to Krishna. And he instilled devotional service in everyone. He eradicated all the false materialistic concepts and foolish beliefs of the masses of people and started to preach the absolute truth. He offered the Shatapatra with all beautiful opulent offerings after worshipping his ancestors to the Kyavana Haridas Thakur, explaining he was superior to millions of pseudo-brahmanas that were inhabiting Navadvip Mandal. He proclaimed that Haridas's bhakti was to the practice and truth sadachari. He was a real sadachari. For some time, Advaitacharya instructed the elder brother Gaurasundara named Vishwarup. He taught him pure bhakti and Gita and Bhagavatam. Then finally, Vishwarup renounced the world. Finally, Gauranga started his Sankirtan movement. Advaitacharya was blissful beyond experiencing boundless bliss. And at a very auspicious moment, he met Lord Gauranga. And Advaitacharya was, before he revealed himself to the Lord, he hid himself nearby in Nandanacharya's house. He took a sankalpa within himself if my Lord comes here and discovers my hiding place, and he brings me to him, and he places his lotus feet on my head, then I will know that Gauranga is my lover and truly has appeared in the age of Kali. Somehow, Advaitacharya's sankalpa was fulfilled immediately, Lord Gauranga came in a grand procession directly to Nandan's house. And then he prayed, when the Lord came, took him to his house at Mahaprabhu Baba and placed his feet on Waitacharya's head. At this time, Advaita prayed for a boon. May those who are proud of their knowledge and wealth, birth, and may all those who are insignificant, humble, devoid of pride, no matter who they are, may they start singing the glories of Radha and Krishna's wonderful names. Gauranga said, Tatastu. The whole universe reverberated with joyful cheers. Attract the attention of the Lord and get chastised by the Lord to elicit his love and break down the bounds of awe and reverence that Gauranga was always showing for the senior, 50 years older in age, Advaitacharya. Advaitacharya began to preach Yoga Vasishta with the object of establishing the superiority of mukti over bhakti. Of course, he was hiding his devotion. Mahaprabhu came to Shantipur and showed his wrath and began to beat him. He was greatly happy and joyed over that, the way it was. Soon, Gaurasundara renounced the world, became a sannyasi, and the first house he went to beg alms at was Advaitacharya in Shantipur. And then he went to Nilachalapuri. Advaitacharya wanted to follow him, but Gaurahari told him not to, and told him to stay in Bengal and preach the absolute truth, Krishna consciousness. Every year, Advaitacharya would meet the Lord in Puri during the Rath Yatra ceremony. They would spend 4 months together during Chaturmasya. Advaita invited Mahaprabhu for lunch. He was thinking, if the Lord comes alone today, I shall serve Gauranga to my heart's content without any anxiety. The Lord, who fulfills the desires of his devotees, came alone at noon, coincidentally. Immediately after his arrival, it began to rain heavily with hailstones. So none of the other devotees that usually accompany Gauranga and his entourage could make it to Advaitacharya's house. So Advaitacharya's wish was fulfilled that he had the opportunity to serve Mahaprabhu alone. And he did that with great delight to his heart's content. Mahaprabhu glorified Advaita and his wife's wonderful feast and cooking and service. Advaita replied, all my energy emanates from devotion to you, my Lord Gauranga. O Gaurasundara, may you give me this boon. O Lord Mahaprabhu, you will never leave me at any time. One day in Nilachala, Gauranga engaged in a playful conversation with Srivas Thakur. He said, Srivas, what kind of Vaishnava do you think Advaita is? Srivas said, oh, the Acharya Prabhu, he's like Shukamuni and Prahlad Maharaj. On hearing this, Gauranga became very angry, and he gave a smart slap on the cheek of Srivas. What did you say, Srivas? Are you bold enough to compare Advaita to Shukamuni and Prahlad? You uttered cruel words to my Nada. You aggrieve me very much. Saying this, Gauranga picked up a standing lamp and was about to beat Srivas. Somehow Advaitacharya was there in the same room at the time, and he instantly grabbed Mahaprabhu's hand and prayed to him to forgive Srivas. Thus Mahaprabhu's wrath was mitigated. Then Advaitacharya, for the elucidation of Srivas and everyone else, began to chant the Advaita Mahima. He said, don't you know that Shukadev, Goswami Shukamuni, and all others are simply his boys? They all took their birth after Advaita. This appearance of mine is for him alone, who begged me to come here. Who can know the extent of Advaita's glories? Then Shivas begged forgiveness and apology by falling at Mahaprabhu's feet, and he said, "My Lord, O Prabhu, if you do not make it known, who can know the glory of Sri Advaita? Today, I and everyone else am benefited by your teachings." One time in Puri, after Rath Yatra Kara Festival, Advaita worshipped Mahaprabhu with flowers and tulsi. Then returned, Mahaprabhu returned the worship and also honored Dvaitacharya with the Mahaprasad of those flowers and tulsi that he offered to him. And he said this mantra, "Yosi Sosi." That's very nice. He offered Dvaitacharya. He did puja while chanting this mantra, "Yosi So see, yo see, so see," which means, "Whoever thou art, or you are what you are, and I am what I am." And Vaidacharya fathered six sons named Sri Achyutananda, Sri Krishna, Sri Gopal, Balaram, Srup, and Jagadish. Among them all, only of the six, only Sri Achyutananda was a genuine devotee of Sriman Mahaprabhu. Lord Gaurasundar appeared in this material world at the behest and prayers of the Dvaitacharya, and once Gauranga's work was finished here, he left for his own abode. His associates also disappeared. At due moment, Sri Advaita Prabhu also departed from this material world. Sri Advaita Prabhu ki jai. Teen Prabhu's ki jai. Jai jai Shri Radhe. Om Mangana Dvarandasya Garanjana Shulakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Vyasa Puja function ki jai. Srila Vyasa Muni ki jai. So this is Vyasa Puja, where we worship Vyasadev. And the gurus that represent Vyasadev. And mostly in the Shankara, Dvaitan Sampradaya, Vaishnava Sampradaya, Sub Sampradaya, all the Vaishnava Sampradayas, and even the Advaitan Mayavad, they worship on Guru Purnima in July. Guru Purnima, Vyasa Purnima. But in Gaudiya Vaishnava and some other Ramanandi, some other Alaga Alaga Sampradayas, don't know, there's 2 days puja, Vyasa Puja, Guru Puja on Guru Purnima in Asad or July. Then the Janam Tithi Guruji, Janam Tithi Din, or Tithi Day, on the day of his birth, then we do also puja. It's more personal. And so in this, especially in Gaudiya Vaishnava, this is Prem Dharma, Prem Dharma, Gaudiya. Gaudiya means Prem Dharma. So Prem Dharma is very, very personal. So even on the appearance, Avirbhav, Tirobhav, Avirbhav, Tirobhav, the Janam, the Avirbhav, Prakash, birth, Janam, Janma Karma, Chame Dibyam, Yoven, Yome Veti Tatvada. So said, Krishna says, Janma Karma, Chame Dibyam, Evam Yoveti Tatvada. We should tattva know about the Krishna Janam and Krishna Leela. What is Krishna's Leela? Leela Vichar, Leela Tattva, Leela Siddhanta. So that is Krishna Janam. We celebrate Bhagavan, we celebrate the Avirbhav. We don't celebrate when he leaves this world because it's unhappiness. But Vaishnava, we celebrate Avirbhav and Dhirobhav, Utsav, Mahutsav, Maha Utsav. So then the question is, that because the guru, he's representing Vyasadeva, so it's called Vyasa Puja, the worship of Vyasadeva, the representative. He's representing, what is guru representing? Guru is representing the words of God, Bhagavan Uvacha, Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, the Vach, Bhagavan Vach, Bhagavan Vag, his words, Gita, Gita Upanishad, Bhagavat, Bhagavan Uvacha, Manmana Bhavamad Bhakto Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru, Mame Vaishyasi Satyam Te Pratijana, Priyosme, Pratijana, become a Priyajana, Krishna Priyajan. Krishna's telling Gita, hey Arjun, hey Bharajiva, hey Bharajiva, hey Samsariya, Samsarik, conditioned soul, birth and death, janma mrityu, jara vyadi. Listen, sunye, become bhakta, Krishna bhakt, become bhakta. And how do you become bhakta? Manmana, manmana bhavamad bhakto. Always think of me, manman. Man, ma, my, your mind, mam, should think of me, Arjun. Think of God. Bhagavan chintaha, chinta. Think of Bhagavan Shochan, think of God. If you think of someone, then you'll think, well, who is he? What is his name? Where does he live? What does he like? What does he not like? When you think about a person, you think about the person's lakshan, gun and lakshan, characteristics and qualities. So then you make inquiry, prashna. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadakshyanti te jnanam jnaninas tatvadarshana. You find a God-man, a tatvadarshi, tatva, tatvadarshi. He has darshan, he understands Ved, Rig Ved, Upanishads, Puran, Itihas, Samhita. And then he has seen the Siddhanta, the tatvasar, siddhantasar, the essence of Ved, Shastra. What is the essence of Ved? The essence is prema. Prema is based on surrender, sharanagati. Sharanagati Prabhu. No surrender, no submission, no prema. First submission, first sarvadharman prityaja. Mam ekam, sharanam braja. Ek sharan. Shelter, protection. Palana, maintainer, Gopal. The maintainer is God, Vishnu, Ram, Krishna. Not my paisa, my crores, my insurance, my job. This is asat. Fallible soldiers. So then, first, this is not the end of Gita. This is the beginning. Sharanagati, now submission. Man, Tan, Dan, Krishna Samarpan. But before Krishna Samarpan, Man, Tan, Dan, Guru Samarpan. Guru Samarpan Pele, then Guru Kripa, then Guru Kripa Lelo, then Krishna. You get the mercy of Guru, then you can attain Krishna. Krishna Prapti, Mukti Prapti. Bina Guru, Mukti Nehi, Prem Nehi. So the question is, what does Guru give? Many of you had Diksha. Some new haven't. So we see in the, what is the Jeev, the Tattva, Jeevatma. What is the nature of the Jeev? Anu Chit, very small particle. Anu Chit. Vibhu Chit, big consciousness, Bhagavan. Brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavanti shabdyate bhagavatam vedanti tat tatvividas yad taj jnanam advayam. The advay gyan. Brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavanti shabdyate. Bhagavan vibhu chaitanya or vibhu chit, unlimited ananta chit consciousness, God Bhagavan chit, has three aspects: Bhagavan, paramatma, and this Brahman, light, all-pervading light, localized Paramatma, Antaryami Paramatma, in the atom Paramatma, in the cow, Gavi Hashchani, Vidya Vinaya Sampane, Brahmani Gavi Hashchani, Shuni Cheva Svapakeja, Pandita Samadarshana, God in everywhere, local, God in the heart of the cow, God in the heart of the man, inside the heart, Antaryami, enter inside. Paramatma, super soul. Everywhere. God, we can touch God. Yes, God is in your heart. Paki, Pakshu, Paksha, Paki, and Gulari, everywhere, Kachua, God inside, Paramatma. But then one more higher, Bhagavan, Vamshi Dari, Krishna Murari, Toma Bina Dukkahari. Toma Bina Dukkahari. Without you, my Lord, without the mercy of God, without the song, Vamsuri, Vamshidhari, Vansuri, without hearing the song of God, if we don't hear the song of God, Bhagavan Gan Shuno, then we're in samsara, dukkha and sukha. Vamshidhari, Vamshidhari. He says, Dukkha Hari, oh hey Bhagavan, hey Bhagavan, Govinda Damo Dara Madhaveti, Govinda Damo Dara Madhaveti, Govinda Damo Dara Madhaveti, Govinda Damo Dara Madhaveti. Hey Govind, please help me, Gorbacha, save me. I'm suffering. Dukkha Hari, Dukkha Hari. Take away, Hari, take away my miseries. And then he hears the call of Sharanagati, Sharanagati Gan, the song of surrender, the Jiva, the Buddha Jiva, conditioned soul. Hey Bhagavan, save me, Gorbachev, help me. Then Bhagavan plays his Vamshi, the song of God. The song of God starts beyond the Paravyom, comes inside, in the coverings of the universe, comes through Tapalok, Maharlok, Janalok, Brahmalok, then Swargalok, Gandharvalok, Kinaralok, then Bulok. And that's it. Doesn't go down, Patalok. Bulok, Bhumi, earth planet. The song of God comes. Ah. Ah, you hear? Did you hear that? Soon. Ah, song of God. What is the song of God? Bhagavad Gita. Gita Upanishad is song in English. Bhagavad Gita, Git. Bhagavad Git, Git. Song of God. Govinda Git, Govinda Gita. Song of Govinda. Jayadev Goswami. So the Nitya Buddha, conditioned soul, the samsarika, he hears the song of God. Surrender. Sarva dharman prityaja. Ishvara ham aham bogi, siddham balavan suki. What is this? Aswara sampat. Yeke. Kyakare. Ishvara aham aham bogi, siddham balavan suki. Hey, Ravana, hey, Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu. You think Ishwaraham, you think you're the controller, huh? I'm Jagadishwar. I'm Jagannath. Who are you, Ravana? Who are you? Hiranyakashipu. Hey, Suno, do you know who I am? Ishwaraham aham bogi, I'm bogi. Bhavavan suki, hey, look. I defeated Indra, Brahma, I'm Hiranyakashipu. Ah. And the Sringa said, oh yeah? See who I am? Narahari Bhagavan, Narasringha. Namaste Narasringhaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Narasringhaya. Namaste Tejasaya Viravirbhava. Vajranaka. Vajranaka. Karmashayan Randaya Randaya. Vajranaka. Vajranak. His nails are like lightning bolt. Rip you apart, Ishvara Aham Bogi, Katam Hogya, he he he. Aham Bogi, Katam Hogya, he he, ha ha ha. Bye, Hiranyakashipu. Prahlad, Prahlad, ah, my Prahlad. Bhakta Prahlad. So the song of God, Bhagavad Gita. So Guru comes to sing the song of God. He vibrates. Guru Vani. Guruvani, Shastravani, Tattvavani. Guru sees God, experiences God. Pratyakshavagamam dharmyam, Raja Vidya Rajaguyam. Bhagavad Gita Shloka. Raja Vidya Rajaguyam Pavitram Paramambamam. Pratyaksha Vagamam Dharmyam Susukam Kartam Avyayam. Susukam. Not suk. Oh, I want suk. Hey, give me woman. Give me woman. Give me suk. Ek stri lelo. Oh, everywhere. In Mangalati.